For today's halacha shiur, I'd like to talk about some of the common shilas that come up related to the mitzvah of Neres Chanukah. We know the Gemara in Shabbos and Achaf Aleph Amud Beis says that the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, the mitzvah lechatchila, is lahanicha b'tefach hasamach lepesach beiso mibachutz. We're supposed to leave the Neres Chanukah on the tefach close to the entrance of the home. And the Braisa adds, v'mdor ba'aliyah menicha b'chalon asmucha l'rishus harabim, someone who lives in an upper story. So then he puts the Neres Chanukah in the chalon, in the window that's close to Rishus HaRabim, so that the passers-by can see the Neres Chanukah. And if it's a Shas HaSakonah that there'll be persecution from fulfilling the mitzvah of Neres Chanukah, so then a person just puts the menorah on his shulchan, he puts it inside, and the heker, the Pirsumei Nisa, is for the Bnei Bayis. So the first statement of the Braisa implies that there's a mitzvah to put the Neres Chanukah on the Pesach HaBayis. Tosus points out over there that if a person's bayis is not close to the Rishus HaRabim, but rather he lives in the bayis, and then there's a chotzer that the batim empty into, and then the chotzer is close to the Rishus HaRabim. So one should put the Neres Chanukah on the Pesach HaChotzer. You put it on the entrance of the chotzer leading into the Rishus HaRabim. The point is to put the Neres Chanukah as close to the Rishus HaRabim as possible, but still connected to the Mokom Yochid. So if that private domain is the bayis, then we put it on the Pesach HaBayis. If the private domain is the chotzer, because the batim empty into a chotzer, into a courtyard or an alleyway, some kind of public domain, so then we put the Neres Chanukah at the Pesach of the chotzer. Applying this halacha to dormitories, so it would seem as though the dorm room is like the bayis of the person. That's the individual Mokom, the Mokom HaMiyuchad for the person. And the hallways are chatzeros. You have multiple batim entering into the hallway. So that's like a chotzer. It's a joint area of many different people. So what they used to do in the dormitory is we would actually light in the hallway. We'd light on Pesach HaBayis into the chotzer, into the Rishus HaRabim, so to speak, into the public area. That was the place that we used to light in the dormitories. But then there was a fire, unfortunately, and they became very concerned. It was hazardous. Felt it was too hazardous to have people lighting menorahs in the hallways. So they decided the best place to light is in the lobby downstairs in the dormitories. So the question became, is the lobby really an appropriate place for the lighting? It seems from the Gemara and from Tosfos that one is supposed to light either by the bayis or the chotzer, not in the Rishus HaRabim per se, but either by the bayis or the chotzer, or maybe in the Rishus HaRabim, but samach to the chatzah, samach to the bayis. The question is the lobby a bayis? Is it a chatzah? Is it a place that one is supposed to be lighting? Rav Schechter was of the opinion that it's not really a chatzah. It certainly isn't a bayis because it's not a makom yuchad for any particular individual. It is a public area. But he wanted to suggest, based on a chazanish in Hilchas Erevin, that it's not really a chatzah either. Because the chazanish says that a chatzah, both for Hilchas Erevin, a chatzah of Hilchas Erevin is a makom that a person is going to be doing tashmishim tznuim, some kind of private activities. A person hangs his laundry in the chatzah, in the backyard. A person might be eating in the chatzah. But you have to do some kind of tashmishim tznuim in order for it to be considered a makom for the individual. If you don't do tashmishim tznuim, so then it has a din of a rishus harabim. That's what the Chazon Ish says in Hilchas Erevin. Rav Schechter felt so by the same token, it shouldn't be a chotzer for Hilchas Chanukah either, right? No one does tashmishim tznuim in the lobby. The lobby is just it's a way of getting from the street to the elevator to the dorm rooms. But people are not doing tashmishim tznuim. They're not eating in the lobby. They're not hanging their laundry in the lobby. So therefore, Rav Schechter felt that it's not really a chotzer, even though it is a somewhat public area. That's technically not a Rishus HaRabim. It's not the street, but it doesn't have a din of a chotzer either. So you can't really light Neres Chanukah there because you can light Neres Chanukah in a bayis. You can light it in a chotzer, but if the lighting is not mitzuref to a chotzer and it's not mitzuref to a bayis because it's just lighting in a public area, so that's not considered a lighting of Neres Chanukah. Rav Schechter therefore felt that it's better for a person to go home. If you want to be otzei Neres Chanukah, you have to light at home. At home, you'll be able to light in your bayis. But in the dormitory, you're not going to be able to light in the bayis or in a chotzer. You're not lighting in the dorm, and you're not going to be able in the dorm room, and you're not going to be able to light in a chotzer because the lobby is not a chotzer. So the lobby is not a chotzer. So what exactly are you doing? So he was very troubled with this idea of lighting in the lobby, and he suggests to his Talmidim, I think he still suggests to his Talmidim, that it's better to go home during the days of Hanukkah. Most poskim in the yeshiva disagreed, and they felt that maybe the lobby does have a din of a chotzer, that any makom, if you have a certain construct, a certain structure of bias, private domain, which is going into another private domain that's a little more public, which is then emptying into the Rishus HaRabim. So that's called bias into Chotzer, into Rishus HaRabim, because there are different levels. There are different levels. Each one is more private. Rishus HaRabim is a public area, but then you have something that's a little bit more private. Even though it's joined, right? It's shared by different individuals, it's more private. And then the bias is even more private than that. So some poskim feel that any makom that you have bias emptying into a private area that's more public, but not the Eder Rishus HaRabim, and then that empties into a very public area, so that middle area can be called a chatz. What's more, the Brisker Rav was of the opinion that even if Legabe Hilchas Erevin, such an area cannot be called a chatz if you don't do Tashmishim Tznuim in it, but maybe for Hilchas Chanukah it's enough. Maybe you don't have to do Tashmishim Tznuim in the area for it to be called a chatz. Maybe for Chanukah it's enough that it's Mitzuref to the bayis, it's connected to Batim. It's a makom of Pesumei Nisa where there is some kind of public access, but it's still connected to the bayis. Maybe that has a din of a chotzer for Chanukah. Rav Shachter felt that like the Chazon Ish, chotzer Hilchas Erevin applies to Hilchas Chanukah as well. And others disagree. They said maybe even if you don't do Tashmishim Tznuim, it would be considered a chotzer even for Hilchas Erevin. And others claim that even if Hilchas Erevin is not called a chotzer, but at least Hilchas Chanukah might be called a chotzer because it's connected to the bayis, and for Hilchas Chanukah that's sufficient. So where does one light in the lobby? Which lobbies do we light in? So the Morgenstern dormitory is probably the best place to light because that lobby really is accessed by people. It's accessed by the students. It's a thoroughfare from the Rishus HaRabim, from the street, into the elevator, into the hallways and the stairwells, which leads into the batim, into the dorm rooms. So the Morgenstern dormitory, if you light in the lobby, lechora, at least according to the poskim that argue with Rebbe Shachter, they'd assume that you're lighting in a chatzin, you're lighting in a public area that you do frequent. It's considered your chatzin. In the Reuben dormitory, from what I understand, they set up Neres Chanukah both in the entrance to the dormitory and in the Max Stern Athletic Center. So it would seem like the better place to light is actually in the entrance to the dormitory, because the Max Stern Athletic Center is not part of the dormitory. It's a building that is connected, that is right next to the dormitory, but it's not actually the dormitory. It leads to the cafeteria and to the gym. So it's probably better to try to get a spot. You have to reserve a spot. You take your menorah and you reserve a spot. Better try to reserve the spot in the Reuben dormitory lobby. A muss presents its own problems because the muss dormitory, they set up the menorahs right outside the Beis Medrash, from what I understand. And that's an area that people normally don't really traverse. If you learn in Zeisman, or you learn in the Gluck Beis Medrash, so you probably exit the building not on 187th, but rather at the front of the building. So, like, how can we call it a chatzer? It's not even a makom that you normally use. So some feel that maybe what you should do is during Chanukah, you should use that area. Meaning, use that area for Tashmishim Tznuim. If you eat outside the Beis Medrash, let's say you can eat lunch or eat supper outside the Beis Medrash, you have to light in Neres Chanukah. So then you'll transform this into a makom that's a chatzar, or maybe even a bayis. You're doing Tashmishim Tznuim. Okay, maybe it's not a bayis because it's not miyuchad for you, but it's at least a chatzar. You're doing some kind of Tashmishim Tznuim in that area. So then that would make it better. Then it would make the lighting better. And we see in the poskim from the Mishnah Berurah that there is a concept that you can transform a makom into your makom for Chanukah. Meaning, even if normally it's not your bayis, but for the days of Chanukah, it can be considered your bayis. So here too, by eating in the area outside the Beis Medrash and the Maz dormitory, you can transform that into your chatzar, at least for the days of Chanukah. So it's not like you have to continue eating there for the rest of the year, but at least if you're koveya makom, so to speak, if you're koveya that as your makom where you do tashmishim tznuim, so maybe that is considered a chatzar. Maybe even Rabbi Shachter would admit that it's a chatzin. I'm not sure. But certainly for the other poskim, you want to use the area. If the area is never used, so you can't just light in that area because it happens to be in that building. It has to be a makom that you're using for it to be considered your chatzin. So if you use it for your own achila, so then maybe it should be considered your chatzar, and you'll be able to light the Neres Chanukah there. And some of the Talmidim point out that they allow you to light Neres Chanukah in the lounges on the different floors of the Mas Dormitory. So those lounges probably are even better than the area outside of the Beis Medrash, because people really use those areas. They might not be considered a bias because it's not miyuchad for you. It's not miyuchad for you and your roommate. You know, the whole floor can use it. The 20, 30, 40 guys who live on the floor. But it's certainly lo garav hamachatzim. I mean, it might even be considered a bias. People walk around in those lounges. You know, they walk around in their pajamas. They walk around in you know, whatever. They lounge around. They're very relaxed in that area. They eat there. You know, they'll speak, they'll talk on the phone. They'll do tashmishim snua. Well, talking on the phone is not a tashmish snua. People talk on the phone in the street too. But people will eat there. They'll do some kind of tashmishim snuim. They'll spend time there. They'll schmooze with friends. So lighting in the lounges on the floors on the different floors of the Mas Dormitory is probably a good option. You'll be able to be yotzei the mitzvah kedasu. How about apartments? So the Braisa says that im dar baliyah, he's madlik in the chalon asmuch al rishus harabim. What does that mean? That means that if you can be mefarisim the neis to the bnei rishus harabim, then one should do so. Bizman hazeh, you know, at the time of the Gemara, it already was a shas hasakana. So people started to light inside, and they didn't light in a way that they're mefarisim to the bnei rishus harabim. They really were mefarisim the neis only to bnei bayis. The audience for the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah changed over time. There's a big debate in the Rishonim whether that halacha has changed bizman hazeh, that now there isn't a sakana. There isn't persecution. Baruch Hashem, there isn't persecution in certain areas of the world for fulfilling mitzvahs, for lighting Neres Chanukah. So maybe we should go back to lighting for the Bnei Rishus HaRabim, for Pesumanisa, for people on the outside. So some of the Rishonim say that even so, once the takana was to light inside, then our Pesumanisa is for lighting inside. It's not for the Bnei Rishus HaRabim anymore. That's somewhat of a debate. Many poskim assume that we should try to be mefarsim the neis for people on the outside, if one is able to. So the question is, if you live in an apartment building, so where should you light the Neres Chanukah? Should you light in the window? Well, that might depend on what floor you live on. We know the halacha is that if you light above 20 amos, lo sholta be'ena. The Gemara at the beginning of Masechah Sukkah on the Beis says that lo sholta be'ena, people can't see something that's taller than 20 amos. That's why the sukkah that's taller than 20 amos is psula, because you can't see the schach. You can't perceive that you're sitting in the sukkah with the schach. So by the same token, no one's going to see the menorah 20 amos above the ground level. Now, what's 20 amos? What's an amma? It's anywhere between 1.5 feet to 2 feet. So 20 amos is about 30 to 40 feet. So if you're within the first four floors of the building, so you're probably within 40 feet. But if you're on the fifth floor, so that's above the first four floors, it's probably above 40 amos, for 40 feet. So lechora, there's no pirsumei nisa. So once you live above, you know, from the fifth floor and above, lechora, one could just light on the table because there's no value to lighting in the window. But some posts can point out that if there is an apartment building opposite you or a dormitory opposite you, where people can see the menorah, so then you're not really above 20 amos. You're above 20 amos from the ground level, but you're not above 20 amos for the person opposite you. So maybe then there is a value to lighting in the window so that you'll be able to be mefarsim the Neres Chanukah, the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, for the people opposite you. But it's important to keep in mind that the Mishnah Berurah and the Shaar HaTzion and Siman Tofresh Ayin Beis have gotten Yud Zayin Paskins based on Rishonim that there's no such thing as Pirsumei Nisa for non-Jews. We're only mefarsim the neis for Jews. So if you live in an area where the apartment building opposite you is inhabited only by goyim, so then there's no value to leaving the menorah in the window if you live on the fifth floor or above, because there is no Pirsumei Nisa for goyim. But if there are Jewish people, if you see a menorah opposite you, or if you live opposite the dormitory, you're in an apartment opposite the dormitory, you know that guys in the dormitory can see your menorah in the apartment building. So then there might be a value to lighting the menorah in the window if you can. Obviously, you have to do it in a way that there's no sakana, that you're not going to melt the window, there's no danger of fire. But if you can do it in a way that's safe, so then if there are Jews opposite you, Jews in the building opposite you, there might be a value to lighting the menorah in the window. Now, in terms of the zman, the time for the hadlaka, terms of the time for the halakha, what's the proper time for light Neris Hanukkah? So the Gemara says, Mishetishka chamat shetichle regel min ashuk. That one should light the Neris Hanukkah from Shkia until tichle regel min ashuk, until everyone is no longer outside in the marketplace. What does that mean? What does Tishka Chama mean? It's a big machlokas in the poskim. Whether it means Tchila Shkia, meaning sunset, what we call Shkia, or is it Sov Shkia? Does it mean Tesa Kolchavim? The Bali Tosis point out Bizman Hazeh that we light inside. B'Sha'asa Sakana, we light inside. So then it doesn't matter as much because we're lighting for the B'nai Bayis. So as long as there's Pesumei Nisa for the B'nai Bayis, that's fine. The Zman of the Gemara, the Zman that's given in the Gemara was when they used to light for the B'nai Rishis HaRabim. So then it was relevant to light at a time that the B'nai Rishis HaRabim are walking around. But nowadays, since we're lighting for the B'nai Bayis, then it's less relevant. The Vilna Gaon has a chumra here. The Vilna Gaon says that you have to light dafka at Shkia. You have to light only at that time. So people who are machmer for the Vilna Gaon are careful to light dafka at Shkia. But most are mekel to assume that you could light a little bit later. And even Bizman HaZeh, that we're lighting to be mefarsim for the B'nai Rishis HaRabim, but b'di'eved, we can still be mefarsim for the B'nai Bayis. So if you can't light Bizman, you can't light at Shkia, so it's still permissible to light later. Now, if a person is lighting inside, then he's being mefarsim the nes for the B'nai Bayis. Do the B'nai Bayis have to be there? Do they have to be awake? Let's say someone comes home late. Do they have to wake up their roommates to make sure that they can be mefarsim the nes to them? So the poskim assume, the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Chemed Moshe, that b'di'eved it's not necessary. A person can be mefarsim the nes b'di'eved for himself. That's the smallest audience of the Pesumei Nisa. If you can be mefarsim for the B'nai Bayis, matov. If you can be mefarsim for your roommates, that's great. But if they're sleeping, then you don't have to wake them up. I heard Rabbi Schechter has said in the past that the best time to light in the dormitories is not at Shkia, but rather they should daven Mariv at 5:50. I think there's a class that ends at 5:45. So he says you should daven Mariv after the class, and then after Mariv, go back and light Berov Am. And light Berov Am for those people who are lighting in the dormitories, those who are going to be making to light in the dormitories, so they should light Berov Am Hadras Melech, but do it after Mariv. Now, why should you daven Mariv before? Well, why is it necessary to daven Mariv before? There is a comment in the Mishnah Berurah that one should daven Mariv before Hadlokas Neres Chanukah. But Lechora, the Mishnah Berurah is talking about a case where you were going to daven Mariv then anyway. So if you have a choice of davening Mariv or lighting Neres Chanukah, Todah V'sheinu Todah, Todah Kodem, we daven Mariv first. But let's say a person was going to daven Mariv later. So is there any inyan to daven Mariv before? So I think Rabbi Shechter said that if a person is davening Mariv after Tzitzis Kolchavim, so he already has a mitzvah of Kriyas Shma Daraisa. And we're talking so much this year about Kriyas Shma Daraisa. Rabbi Shechter felt that if the mitzvah of Kriyas Shma Daraisa has been chal, so better to do the mitzvah Daraisa before you do the mitzvah Rabbanan of Neres Chanukah. So in that case, it's better to daven Mariv first, and then to light the Neres Chanukah. But technically speaking, if you're davening Mariv early, you're not davening really. You're davening right after Shkia, let's say. Sometimes you have a Mincha Mariv, Mincha before Shkia, Mariv after Shkia. So you're going to have to repeat Kriyas Shema anyway. It's only a suffix. So you're not mechuyev to daven Mariv before Neres Chanukah. If you have a minyan kavua, you can daven Mariv later. But Rav Shechter feels that if the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kriyas Shema is upon you, then better to fulfill that mitzvah before the mitzvah d'rabbanan of Neres Chanukah. One of the common shilas that the Talmidim ask is what to do Motzei Shabbos. Let's say a person is a guest by someone from Motzei Shabbos. He's not going home to his family. He's a guest by a friend. And then he's going back to the dormitory Motzei Shabbos. So can he light by the friend, or should he wait to get back to the dormitory? So the assumption of the poskim is that you should wait till you get back to the dormitory, because that's really your bias. The bias ba'akroi, the temporary home that you have by your friend, so that's not really your ikar bayis. You can light Neres Chanukah there Friday night, before Shabbos. That's a discussion unto itself, what to do. Should you be mishtatek b'fruto? Should you light your own? But Matzei Shabbos, you're going back to your bayis, so better to light b'makom sheina, better to light where you're going to go to sleep. Rav Sternbach has an interesting chiddush in his tshuvas that he assumes that if you're somewhere for Leil Shabbos, if you're sleeping somewhere for Leil Shabbos, until you leave that area and sleep somewhere else, that is your bayis, as long as you eat there. So if you eat a malav and malka, Rav Sternbach assumes that you can light in that place. Many poskim disagree. I heard Rabbi Willig felt that that it's better to light in your own bais if you're going back there, even if you eat by the friend. But if you're going home to your parents' house, right? You have a room in your own house, but you also have a room in the dormitory. So it's hard to say that the dormitory is your bais kavua and your parents' home is not your bais kavua, especially if you live locally and you do go home quite a bit. So in such a case, it would seem as though if you're home for Shabbos and you're eating Malava Malka at home, you certainly can light at home. If it's going to be too difficult to light in the dormitory, then you certainly can light at home. You really have a choice. You can light in either place because both places are your bais kavua. So if both places are your bais kavua, mistama, it's a function of where you're going to be eating. If you eat Malava Malka at home, then you probably should light at home because that is your bais kavua. But you could also light in the dormitory because that's considered your bais kavua as well. One of the halachas of Neres Chanukah about the shemen is that the oil that remains after Chanukah, or the wax that remains from the candles after Chanukah, has a sense of kedusha. We say haneros halolu kodeshim. There's an element of kedusha because Ner Chanukah was instituted connected the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash, where there was kedusha for the shemen. Now that's important to know because you can't just throw that in the garbage. Because it has kedusha, the Shulchan Aruch says that you really have to burn up the oil. You have to burn up the oil, just like kachim, that when kachim, something that's left over in the kachim, if it's no sir, you have to burn it. So it's the same by Neres Chanukah, that the shemen that remains, you really have to burn. The only way to avoid that chiyuv to burn the shemen after Chanukah is to make a tanai. If you make a tanai that you only want to be mekadesh the shemen that burns for the mitzvah, so then you can blow out the candle after half an hour. The minimum zman for Neres Chanukah is half an hour. Right, that's the shir of Mishatishka Chama Shetichla Regel Menashuk, and the poskim say even Bizman Hazeh that we're lighting inside. It's the same basic shir. It's a shir of half an hour, so you can make a tanai that after the half an hour, if you want to blow out the candles, you want to blow out the wick, then you can do so, and the leftover shemen will not be niskadesh at all. So that's the best thing to do. A person should have in mind a tanai before they light the first night that any leftover shemen after the mitzvah is not going to be niskadesh, and then you'll be able to put that shemen. You can't throw it in the garbage because it's still tashmishei mitzvah. It's something that was used for the mitzvah, right? But the leftover shemen, you could put it in a plastic bag. If you put it in a plastic bag, separate from the rest of the garbage, so then you'd be able to throw it in the garbage.